You could make the argument that as a country, we are more politically aware and driven than ever before. We need to know how someone will vote, who someone supports, what they believe about key issues, and even more than that, those questions aren't just aimed at voters in general, by the way. Voter demos certainly come into play as well. You know how you find everything out? You ask them, which is what my next guest did as part of the study for Catholics in America for EWTN News. With us now to share the results of this study is Executive Editor for EWTN News, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. How are you today, sir?
I'm very well. Good to be with you.
And learn more about EWTN News, the obvious location on the web, EWTNnews.com. We've also on our site posted a link directly to the results of the survey, which was also done in tandem with Real Clear Politics, which is one of the actual legitimate polling sources, by the way. So you know that this the mechanics of the poll are indeed fair. And speaking of mechanics, I always like to give this info out. The poll was conducted with registered voters 18 years of age and older in the United States. Contacted online, English, Spanish, sampling size 2,055. That included an oversample of 1,223 Catholic voters, plus or minus 2.38 percentage points for registered voters, plus or minus 2.66 on Catholic voters, because as you'll see when you look at the study, it does give you both the overall registered voter responses as well as specifically Catholic voter responses. So you know now about the basis of this survey. Dr. Bunsen, what were some of the priorities you were looking for with this study?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to do was to track heading into an election year, but also a new decade, essentially, where Catholics stand on the political landscape today, but also what they're thinking and how they're leading their faith lives. And then from this, we're going to be able to determine, not just in this poll, but in three more polls throughout election year, how their faith is actually intersecting with their political decision-making. And some of the results are really quite striking based on what we've discovered from the Catholic vote.
One thing I noticed, and this is something that we've seen in voters in general, the younger are leaning more to the left and the older are more conservative, or I guess in much like in the state of New Jersey, the largest is the moderate voter classification. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is, Dr. Bunsen, is if the younger voter doesn't see what they like, they just don't go vote. We saw that with in 2016 to a serious degree, some would say.
That's absolutely right. There are a couple of divides among the Catholic voting population. One of them is how Catholics actually lead their faith lives. So you can separate out, for example, those who accept all or most of the teachings of the church versus those who don't. There is a 37% Latino or Hispanic population now in the church. That has to be factored in. But you've hit on something that's also very important, and that is the generational divide. And you're absolutely right that the younger voters across the board, that also means younger Catholic voters, trend certainly much more toward the Democrats than they do Republicans, and the older voters trend more toward Republicans. What's significant there, though, is that if you look back over the decades, younger voters have always trended more toward the Democrat Party, and as they get older, their views tend to become a little more conservative. So it's difficult to say that this is going to be a trend that we're going to follow now throughout the century. But based on this snapshot right now, there is a very clear generational divide among Catholics and among Americans.
The part of the poll was, if the general election for president were held today, how would you vote? And in every matchup, Trump-Biden, Trump-Warren, Trump-Sanders, and Trump-Buttigieg, Trump comes in second. Was that surprising to you?
No, first, given the overall political climate, we knew going in that President Trump had a pretty low approval rating. That's confirmed. Even among Catholics, he has a 44% approval rating. A couple of interesting stats, though, to look at. That's the good news for the Democrats. Additional news is, as you say, that Trump is trailing all of his Democrat rivals. Only Biden and Sanders, however, can get to that 50% threshold. All of the other candidates, including Pete Buttigieg, as you know, Elizabeth Warren, struggle to get to 50%, and Trump is much closer to them. He loses, at least in this snap poll, again, a year out, pretty badly, 52-39, 54-39. So those are numbers that certainly the Trump campaign can't be happy about. At the same time, 53% of all Catholics are open to supporting the president. That means that 53% of Catholics are either planning to vote for him or are open to voting for him. He split the Catholic vote in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. He needs to duplicate those numbers or even do a little better if he's going to be reelected this time. And the good news for the Democrats is that Trump is losing in head-to-head matchups, but the good news for the Republicans is that Trump at least has a case to make to Catholic voters. And the more active we find the Catholic voter is in their faith life, the more likely they are to be even more open to President Trump's appeal for his reelection.
It would be interesting. It certainly wouldn't be easy to do right now with so many candidates, but it would be interesting once it comes down to a one versus one, a one-on-one situation, a demographic breakdown of where that Catholic support is going to, even something as simple as 18 to 34 and 35 up, and see what that difference would be.
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why we are going to be charting out these polls throughout the election year. There are three more polls to come in 2020. And I can guarantee that we'll be digging very deeply into the generational divides. All of our demographics have to be looked at if we're going to try to have an effective idea and a clear idea of where Catholics stand in terms of at least the election.
Start with Dr. Matthew Bunsen, who is the executive editor for EWTN News. EWTNNews.com is their website. We're also linked over to our page, too, to the study that we are talking about, where EWTN News teamed up with Real Clear Politics to get a measuring stick on the Catholic voter, at least in the here and now. And as I've said frequently, it's always the trends, not the moment snapshot, that really gives you a strong story of what's going on. But this is their starting point, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We've talked often here just last week, as a matter of fact, too, about the crisis in the Catholic Church. How much has that played on the Catholic parishioner, and has that translated in any way, shape, or form to how a Catholic is going to vote or where their voting eyesight is focused on?
Well, I think there are a couple of ways that we can approach that. First, Pope Francis has a generally favorable opinion on the part of Catholics who support how he's handled the clergy sexual abuse crisis. He has about a 44% approval versus 41% disapproval. In the general population, that's much lower. The number that really leaps out, though, is that 55% of American Catholics are unhappy with the way that the bishops have handled the abuse crisis. There is a very clear perception out there that the U.S. bishops have not done an effective job in dealing with the crisis. That is reflected also in the fact that more than 60% of American Catholics feel that the credibility of the U.S. Catholic leadership, the church's leadership in the United States, has been damaged by the sex abuse crisis. So those aren't surprising numbers, but they are higher than I had even would have anticipated. So having said that, the bishops in the United States know that they have a serious problem on their hands, not just in dealing with the crisis effectively and transparently, but also in helping U.S. Catholics understand what has been done and what they're trying to do. How that impacts the way that the Catholic vote is going to turn out, I think the best way to answer that is that anything that degrades or wears away the confidence of U.S. Catholics in the teaching authority of the church, which is vested in the bishops, is bad news for all Catholics because it means that they are going to be weighing less and less church teaching in how they're forming their consciences as they're going to vote. So it's a crisis across the board, and as we've seen elsewhere with the clergy sexual abuse crisis, it bleeds into everything we're trying to do. And that then is a crisis. It remains one of, if not the greatest, challenges and crises in the history of American Catholicism.
I ask that question because I'm wondering, as far as a Catholic voter is concerned, what Catholic leader would have a greater impact on them to the positive side? Would it be the Catholic leader standing alongside a Democratic candidate, or would it be a member of the Catholic Church, which we saw happen, I believe, was in Baltimore, or was it one of the Carolinas, where Joe Biden was denied communion because he's pro-abortion?
Yes, well, as we always see, there's an old adage, as you know, that all politics is local. And for Catholics, their lives are very focused, especially if you're an active practicing Catholic. Your life tends to be focused in your parish, in your family, in your parish, and in your diocese. So your local pastor has a lot to say. Your local bishop has a lot to say. But Catholics are also very politically engaged. They, at least in our poll, in very high numbers, in the 80 percentile rate, are engaged with where we are as a country politically. And so anything that helps, I think, to provide clarity as Catholics are trying to discern what are the best choices in terms of candidates, that's one of the jobs that the bishops have. The Catholic Church will never tell you how to vote or who to vote for. The Church will do is try to help you form your conscience as you prepare to do so. So that's where I think pastors and bishops are going to be important. And we're going to have along the way a lot of controversies. The issue of withholding communion for politicians who dissent openly from church teaching, especially on an issue like abortion, is going to be a hot-button topic, especially in the press. So I think this is going to be a very heated election cycle based on 2016 and based on what we're already seeing in the Democratic primary.
Although, as you mentioned, too, that how a voter sees things and issue-wise is really key for the candidate, too. And when you look at, and this is, we're just wrapping up here with part of the poll, it's 20 pages altogether, so this is a very detailed poll. You look at what's a major concern based on issue, healthcare, national security, economy, immigration, taxes, et cetera. Two standouts were the Catholic vote versus the general vote. Economy, 56 general votes, 60% for Catholic specific. Immigration, 51-56. Those are two key points for the Trump administration and Trump campaign that they could find positive out of.
Yes, exactly. This is, as I was saying, this is the poll that, because it's Catholic, it covers the whole gamut of American society and life, because Catholics are involved in every aspect of it. But you've hit on two very important aspects of this, and that is this the economy and jobs are a very major issue for voters in general, but also for Catholic voters. And that ties actually into the major concerns that the Catholic teaching has. It's called Catholic social teaching, where we are worried about the most vulnerable in society. So things like economy and jobs and healthcare in particular, is a big issue in this poll among Catholics. So if you're a candidate, you want to do a couple of things. One of them is to appeal to the Catholic voter, but the other is to find those issues that will resonate most with them. And healthcare, national security, and the economy are major topics for Catholics today.
It is one of the more interesting polls. I hope that you'll click the link and spend some time with it, because it is very insightful among the facts and the figures and the stats that it shows, and even gives you a little look ahead of what possibly could mean as far as the Catholic vote is concerned in 2020. And you can also learn more at the website for EWTN News, which is EWTNnews.com. We've been speaking with their executive editor, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. Doctor, thanks so much for presenting this poll and looking forward to the ones that will follow. Thanks for being here today.
A pleasure to be with you. God bless.